Thanks, Coach. If you want to start with just a couple of comments and get things rolling, then we'll have them ask some questions.
Yeah, first off, I'd like to thank Coach Harson for believing in me and giving me this awesome opportunity. I'd like to thank Mark Coyle and Dr. Kustra for believing in Coach Harson and giving him that opportunity and also giving him the authority to hire me. And then I have to thank my wife, Lindsay Drinkwitz, and my two girls, Addison and Emerson. They've been with me, you know, this whole journey, and I couldn't do it without them, and definitely want to say thank you to them for all the sacrifices they've made. And with that, I'll open it up for any questions, as long as they're easy.
Coach, was this obviously something that you're maybe hoping for and, you know, preparing yourself for? Coach Harson talked about how, you know, it's always something that you kind of had an interest in, and you just be able to now be in this position with what that means to you.
Yeah, you know, there's always goals and dreams that you have for your life and visions that you have for your life and what you're trying to accomplish. And absolutely, you know, to be an offensive coordinator is something that I always have wanted to do. But to get to do it at Boise State is just a great opportunity. You see the history of offensive coordinators that have been at this school. And to get that opportunity is just a great thing. And it's something I've always, had in the back of my mind.
When you look at your career path, what makes you think feel confident that you're ready to step into this role, and what's kind of prepared you for this to be calling plays at Boise State?
You know, belief is one of the most powerful things that anybody can give you. And so for Coach Harson, who's been an offensive coordinator here, been an offensive coordinator at other schools and been a successful head coach, for him to believe in me and believe in this opportunity is the one thing that gives me confidence. But the second thing, and probably the most important thing, is an offensive coordinator is never about one person. It's about the group of guys in that room. And to have some outstanding football coaches, to have Kent Riddle, who's been around, and a guy that you can always lean on, who I have a relationship with from Arkansas State, but a guy who's very smart in X's and O's, but does a great job in his room preparing his players. To have Scott Huff, who's one of the top five offensive line coaches in the country, and I've been around some really good ones. He's as good as any I've ever been around. To know that, you know, he has my back as far as X's and O's and you know, putting together a run plan. And then you got Junior Adams, very impressed with him as far as teaching technique, but also in developing a game plan as far as pass-wise. And then at the end of the day, you have the umbrella of your head football coach, who's been a very successful offensive coordinator, and this is his offense, and it's his vision for the offense. And then, you know, we'll as a group take it for a certain direction. But to have him, you know, being there and somebody that you can always go into the office and ask him about, hey, what do you think about this, or what do you think about this, or Coach, we're stuck here. What are some of the inputs or some thoughts you've had? Because I mean, he's coached some of the biggest games in college football history, so you know he's. Great resource. So to have all those things together, like I said, it's never about one person, about us in that room, and feel good about that room.
What's last week been like for you? Obviously Mike leaves, and then Coach Hart starts to, you know, unveil his game plan to fill those shoes. And I guess when did he kind of come to you, and when did you accept or whatnot?
Well, last week for us, I was in Arkansas with my family on vacation, and you know, when Mike left, Coach Hart said he always had a plan together, and I trusted the plan. And, you know, when he reached out to us and you know, we figured out exactly what was going on with Coach Sanford, then he made that move. But nothing's been official until, you know, we talked to the team yesterday. That was really the first time it became something that we moved on.
What did you learn, or what was that experience like last year in the box next to Mike, and how much did that help you? I know you've been up in the box before, but just with this offense and this team, to be sitting next to him, what was that like, and how did that help you prepare for this?
You know, I think the biggest thing is it helped me adjust my eyes to blue on blue turf. But, you know, being up in the box is something I'm familiar with and have done before. And, you know, it's going to be good to be up there again and call plays. But, you know, I don't necessarily know that prepared or didn't prepare me.
Coach, you're going to be taking over as quarterback's coach too. What kind of relationship do you have with the guys in that room?
Well, anytime you take over a new position, you know, I've been fortunate that I've done this before, go into a room where somebody's left. And so the number one thing you do is you establish trust. And that's something you're going to have to work on. It's not just going to happen overnight, but you establish trust. And you go in there and say, hey, we're going to do things a certain way. They've already been established. Coach Harson's been in that room for a year, you know, helping Mike and doing that. So it's not like we're reinventing the wheel or anything. We'll do some things differently, but, you know, we'll definitely develop a relationship. I know those guys, been around them, you know, in the weight room and seen them in offseason and all that. So it's not like I'm introducing myself to them for the first time. But any type of relationship starts with trust, and that's something we'll start building from yesterday and move on and move forward with it.
How much, you know, experience do you have working with the quarterbacks, and, you know, how much have you tried to kind of, you know, be around those guys and stuff, even if you weren't, you know, the quarterback coach?
Well, you know, my first job as a football coach was the head seventh grade coach at Alma, and coached every position on the field. So, you know, I've been around football, and being around football is what you do. You coach every position, you coach it. And obviously I've picked up little things here and there from different coaches and different players that have been around. And but like I told the guys last night, you know, you've never played quarterback for Boise State, and I've never coached quarterback for Boise State. So we'll do this thing together, and excited about what we'll accomplish.
What is the task ahead of you, I guess? You know, the team averaged close to 40 points a game last year, and you step in and you know, you got to figure out a starting quarterback. I mean, what's kind of the challenge you have ahead of you here in the next several months?
Well, the number one challenge is our goal to win a Mountain West Conference championship in a bowl game with class integrity and academic excellence. So that's the goal. And that's what we're going to do, and that's the direction that this program's moving forward. Our number one goal is to win football games. How we do it, whether it's 40 points a game or if we beat them by one, that at the end of the day, that's not style points don't matter. But obviously, yes, 40 points a game, and there's a lot of big shoes to fill. But that's what you want. You want high expectations, and we've had to do that before, and so we're ready to meet that challenge. You know, you can come into two places. You can come into a place where you got to go in and totally rebuild, and they haven't been any good, and you got to get them going again, or you got to come into a place where they've been successful and continue that success. Both of them are a challenge, and so we're excited about it. It's not just one person. It's us in that room, and, you know, we're going to lean on the offensive line, who's returning five starters, and you got a bunch of wide receivers back, tight end rooms back, and so it'll be something we do as a group, and like Coach said, their defense should be really good, so.
How's the timing of this for you, Coach, coming just 2 weeks before the beginning of spring ball? What kind of problems does this give you?
Well, we're 20 days from spring football. You know, I don't see it as a problem at all, to be honest with you. We're still in our self-scout, finalizing some of the things that we did this offseason, and now we're moving into getting a plan together for spring. And, you know, whenever you develop an offense, Coach Harsh always has the umbrella of the vision for what we're trying to do, and now it's about putting it for our off, or fitting the pieces for our offense and directing it, you know, based around our talent. And so it's not really, you know, it wouldn't have been any different if it was December or middle of January or right now. Right now we're all back in the office. We're all moving forward. And the biggest thing is just get moving forward. Like Coach said, we were all together this morning at 5:30 getting after it and competing, and that's the number one thing.
I think anytime, you know, a new offensive coordinator is hired, people want to know what's going to be new and anything like that. Anything you have in mind, anything from Malzahn back in the day, or anything in particular that you want to see differently? Or?
I mean, there's always areas of improvement that we can make as an offense. But, you know, the general formula or the general vision of this offense is already set in place. There'll always be things that are a little bit different just because each week we game plan differently. And, yeah, you know, the personalities of our room will shine through. And Lee, we expect Lee, he's going to bring some great ideas. And Riddle brings some new ideas, maybe with some different shifts and stuff. So the things will change, but there's not a drastic overhaul or anything like that. No, we're going to continue to move forward and get first downs and score touchdowns.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Hey, thank you.